two of these polls are asking if you'd like to support the program as an ICM stakeholder work group participant, or if you'd like to be on the ICM newsletter email list. For those two questions, if you answer yes, I do need your contact information. If you registered in advance, I have that information, but if you didn't register in advance or you think I might not have your contact information, please go ahead and send it to me. I'll type my email address in the chat box just so I can make sure that we can get in touch with you.
Various activities that we've got lined up this year that we want to address is the arterial data gap issue, to assess the performance of arterials in real time, such as speeds and travel time. So that's one activity. There's a similar activity for filling the transit data gap, which is to determine demand at transit stops and on buses in real time to accommodate mode shift to transit, if, for example, if there's a freeway incident. And also in our decision support systems, we plan on developing some needs for that and core requirements, and identifying corridor level performance measures as some examples. Please feel free to be completely honest. We have thick skin, and we just would like to improve the initiative and our knowledge and technology transfer activities to you all, the transportation community.
And if you haven't yet visited the ICM website or knowledge base, I definitely encourage you to do so. I have the web address showing up in there in the chat box. There's a lot of good resources on there about ICM, as well as you know, we'll post information about upcoming webinars and events on there as well. Same thing with being added to the ICM newsletter email list. The newsletter comes out periodically, and it's just a good way to keep up to date as to what's going on with the initiative.
So it looks like from our audience, they would like to see downloadable sample products or templates, such as the concept of operations and requirements. So we will have, our goal is to have all of the Pioneer sites, CONOPS, and requirements documents posted soon, as well as the generic CONOPS and the ICM implementation guidance, and any future deliverables as a part of these other activities that I talked about, the transit data gaps and the arterial data gaps, decision support systems, standards.
One question came in, will we be made aware of the approach for arterials?
Can you repeat again? All I see in the chat is just arterial.
Above it is the rest of the question. Will we be made aware of the approach for arterials?
We haven't really determined how we're going to make that available, if we're going to have another webinar on that. If you submit your contact information, we'll make sure that you get put on the email correspondence if you would like to review materials that have been developed so far. I do believe there have been at least one workshop where there was a discussion on, you know, what are the issues, some potential solutions. There is currently a white paper that's being developed. I don't think it's been made available yet to the public. There's going to be a plan put together to address these various issues also, the transit data gaps and the arterial data gaps. So hopefully that answered your question.
Another question, how will ICM protect intellectual capital of participating companies?
Let's see here. Does any of the Pioneer sites want to answer that question? I think it has to do, is that intellectual property rights, perhaps?
Back later. Bye.
I don't believe I have a response for Frank. I guess that would be, that was basically would be on a site to site. The answer to that question would be different from site to site. I don't think the USDOT has a policy for that.
Another question, how long is a typical ICM project? I'm not sure if the length of the corridor or how long would something last?
Concerning lengthwise, for the Pioneer sites, I think we're seeing anything from, say, 10 miles to like 35 miles. As far as how long it takes to develop the concept, create the design and implement. We're going through that process right now. So far it's been 2 years. We're taking a time out to do the modeling, and then we think it'll probably take about 3 years to actually design and deploy an ICM system and to evaluate it.
And we have a comment in there from April Armstrong, who's also, she's with SAIC and helping with the ICM Knowledge and Technology Transfer Initiative. If you have any thoughts on how we can improve future webinars to make them any more useful or helpful to you, we definitely welcome your comments on that. Let's see, we had another question come in. How are you measuring your success? And I guess maybe we could pose that to each site.
Karosh, do you want to go first?
Well, we anticipate to have the performance measures really tell us if you're successful or we are not. And that is the key indicator to us. Have we improved mobility? Have we improved safety? Have we improved air quality? And things of that nature. But at this stage, where we are at today, we haven't implemented the ICM strategies in the US 75 corridor. The time will tell.
Brian or Vin, would you like to answer?
I mean, answer the question regarding the protection for intellectual property. Is that what the question is? Right?
No, it's about how do you measure success of your ICM.
Okay. Mainly, in this area here, the success of the ICM would be measured by how well the adjacent network, like the imbalance or address the shift in demand, or how quick, for example, if there's a the need to shift traffic to a different mode or to a different route, I mean, how quick the adjacent one is being able to absorb that. And then also how many other similar corridor in the region following suit with this one here would also demonstrate, I mean, whether or not they see it as a successful model that they can adopt and practice. Like I mentioned earlier, I mean, we have another corridor, we have multiple corridors in this region, kind of elongate and narrow. I mean, the way the Seattle is developing is more like a linear north-south progression, more or less. And there's a multiple location where we have parallel arterial with freeway. And this corridor here only have three operating agency, whereas the other corridor adjacent to this one have more than three, four, five, like City of Kent, City of Renton, along with the commuter rail, and so it's a little bit more challenging for the other corridor. But if we see that other corridor is at least adopting some of the strategy from this corridor, from this earlier pioneering effort, then we see that it is a success.
Thanks, Finn. Brian, would you like anything to add?
Sure. I think that, like the others, we'd be looking at the performance measures we put in place as part of the project, specifically looking at vehicle throughput, user surveys to find out the available tools that were and how they impacted the users, transit ridership, I suppose any that about summarizes it.
This is John Toon from the Seattle group. As it kind of summarizes the different comments is that the overall goal is, you know, like Transportation General, provide as many person trips as possible and to have them be as fast and reliable as possible. There are a lot of good success indicators for the different modes, and in our region there's a fair amount of sophistication about how to get at those. From the transit side, we have a lot of data from our AVL system and a good customer feedback system, or rider non-rider survey, for instance. I wanted to highlight what Vin had said in there, is that aside from our regular success indicators for each of the modes, part of our success will be in how easy we make it to do balancing between the modes. So we'll be looking at overtaxed systems to have improvements in performance and maybe even a reduction in use, and underused modes or networks or have an increase in use without really losing any performance measures.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
From the U.S. DOT perspective, I guess we would measure success if have we met our goals of producing the methods to help locations around the U.S. to implement ICM. Have we developed the tools and the knowledge to address the institutional issues, operational issues, and the technical issues? So that's how we plan on measuring whether we've whether this has been a success.
We had some clarification about the intellectual capital question. Without blanket protection from DOT, sharing for con-ops and planning could be difficult for small companies who don't want to have ideas stolen by large companies or others. This should be a topic of discussion.
Thanks for that clarification, and that point, we'll take that under advisement. Thanks.
Another question, and I'll just explain this a little bit. Someone asked if these got listed on the NTOC site. The NTOC is the National Transportation Operations Coalition, which the ICM initiative does work closely with. And yes, these webinars were advertised on the NTOC website. That site's another way to get some good transportation operations and ITS information, and I'll type that web address in as well.
There are various venues that we use to advertise these webinars. Another one was ITS America, for example, or Public Transportation Forum.
Do we have any questions on the phone?
Once again, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question over the phone.
And it looks like we have, in our response to if you'd like to be included as a stakeholder, many people answered yes. So if you can make sure that you have provided your contact information so we can contact you and your area of interest, that would be we would appreciate that.
And I should mention also, if you registered with a different name than what you used to log in today, if you could just send me an email with clarification on that as well, because I'll be using the registration list as the primary means to obtain the contact information.
Any more questions?
We have no questions on the phone.
Alrighty, I guess that concludes today's webinar and our webinar series on our lessons learned to date from our Pioneer sites. I would like to thank today's speakers, Karosh Olye, Brian Ferrello, and Vin Dang. And I would also like to thank Jennifer Simone for helping with the webinar logistics today. And I would like to thank the audience. Thank you very much for submitting those good questions and for providing us feedback, and also for those who would like to be involved in any stakeholder activities. I do want to encourage you to go to our ICM website and for any future participation as a stakeholder.
And we'll be getting the recordings, presentations, as well as podcasts of all three webinars up on the ICM website shortly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.